we're back, and we have Tim Alexander here. Tim, there's some humor in this. It's so crazy right now. And I thought of an analogy. About a year or so ago, we decided we're going to put caps on our septic because, you know, when you live in a country, which we do live, we live in an eight-home gated community. We just got a brand-new gate on that's super strong. And people need to know. By the way, this is a warning out there to those people who, once in a while, I get some nutball that decides that they're going to give death threats to Dr. Deagle. And you need to know this, people out there, that Dr. Deagle will die for you, and I love you, and if you hate my guts or want to spit in my face, I don't care, because I'm a Christian. A Christian means you give God's love to people no matter what their position is. But if you threaten me or my family, I'm like Predator, like the movie with Arnold. I will know you're coming, and you got through my gate, which is unlikely, and I'll blow your head off before you say hello.
And the septic tank is part of this, right?
You got a trap door. And I'll tell you why, because what happens is the septic tank, we put caps on it last year, so we know exactly where it was. It used to be below a big bougainvillea at the top of our driveway, because we have more than an acre. We have nut and fruit trees in the yard and everything. But we've got a wall around the entire property. Now, here's the thing. If you switch the switch the wrong way, and I know that I heard this analogy. In fact, I looked at David D's art the other day, and D's is pretty good. I'm going to get back on the program and promote some of the stuff, because he's got some great, what I call, books that you can throw on your coffee table that make people go into a state of geopolitical shock. Just like a lot of the art you put on your site is pretty damn funny and amazing and shocking, and it makes you wake up. You know, it's like humor in a picture and sarcasm in a picture. And, you know, it's a picture, it's a thousand things. But anyway, here's the story. If you're cleaning your septic tank and you throw the switch the wrong way, that's what's going on right now with WikiLeaks, Veritas Project, et cetera, et cetera. And now these four different groups of FBI going rogue. No matter what Loretta Lynch is saying, she can't shut the hell up these FBI officers who are now going rogue, and they're my heroes. I am so proud of you FBI officers deciding to investigate the Clinton Foundation.
It's our intelligence community.
Let me finish here. The main thing.
Look, in the last 24 hours.
Let me finish here, Tim, first, and I'll let you run on it. We have yesterday, and I watched Hannity, this is proof now that there are five nations' intelligence communities that have hacked into these emails. That means most likely Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, etc., God knows what, all have hacked into our intelligence, which means we have a potential president could be blackmailed. We know that there's people in the field that have died or will die or could die. We know that operational plans for what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
The chairman of the Homeland Security Committee in Congress has said that Hillary is guilty of treason.
Right. Now, what we have is we don't just have an email problem. We got a national treason problem with a intelligence breach that makes the Nixon scandal look like a party, like nothing. And now on top of that, we've got this, I call the grifter-in-chief, where they've accumulated $153 million since 2001 by selling influence through the State Department, et cetera, with speeches with Bill and Hillary and their so-called foundation. Yes, they've done a few good things, but that's the cover for all the criminal activity. You don't accumulate $250 million by doing speeches to various groups of people, including countries that are not our allies. And one of the things that, of course, Trump has in his plan is to completely block the idea that foreign countries can buy influence in our country, ever. And blocking speeches so you can't go and leave office and all of a sudden you're making money by doing speeches for different countries that want to have access. So let me just finish here. So what I'm seeing happen is that that they should immediately indict her. They should immediately say, okay, we're not electing Hillary Clinton. We're going to elect Tim Kaine. He's going to, you know, announce a vice presidential candidate. She's gone. Because otherwise, in January, they're going to elect the first president who's going to be wearing an orange jumpsuit with a cuff on her hand, and she's going to be carted away, if not immediately, into the big house. She's going to prison, plus a whole lot of other people that are going to go. Uma Abedin, Bill Clinton, even Chelsea Clinton. A lot of these people even warned them but continue to collaborate. So there's dozens of people, including Robbie Mook, people like John Podesta. It's a long, long damn list that are involved with industrial espionage and crimes. So it's not just one or two people, and it also includes Loretta Lynch and even right up to the Abominator. This guy covered their butt. He, I'm sure, advised Loretta Lynch, and this is going to come out. And when someone realizes that the heat of the oven is getting too hot, they're going to start singing like a canary. And when they do, they're going to, it seems it's going to burst wide open. And it's coming. Bursting day is coming real soon. Maybe before the election, after the election, doesn't matter. On Tuesday, if this monster, the Hildebeest, gets elected, we have a constitutional crisis. So we have a paralyzed nation that can't deal with national security issues, health care issues, which are blowing up, international economy, and the danger of war with the Middle East with Russia. This is very dangerous for our country. We cannot permit this. She needs to immediately be indicted for at least the Clinton Foundation. She needs to be taken out of the election cycle right now, today. They should never say that
let me talk for a second here.
Okay, go ahead.
Over the last 24 hours, a key person, and key intelligence operative who was a deputy undersecretary of state, and actually the model for some of the, what was that guy that I used to love to write him? He's dead now. Read him. He's dead now. The Hunt for Red October.
Well, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, he was, this guy was actually the model for one of his top people. Look, there is a group, and I alluded to this about a week ago in my video. There is a group of very important but well below cabinet level officials in the FBI and Department of Justice and other federal law enforcement agencies, as well as people in the intelligence communities, as well as people in the Department of Defense, military officers, who are determined to stop the people behind Hillary Clinton and herself from turning us into something far worse than what we're seeing in Europe. They know that the Rothschilds, George Soros, their agent, and others are determined to take America down as part of their long-term plans. And they're now, they're literally have come out and said publicly to Hillary and her people that you need to back away from this because we're not going away and we have the goods on all of you. And if you
back away from this, you're talking about this being the election. She should literally
stealing the election.
Well, here in California, they got 2.8 million illegals that the California governor is recommending.
Let me finish.
Driver's license.
They have, and one of the first shots fired is the UMA thing.
Yeah.
By the way, they're working with other departments and agencies, the New York Police Department detectives and prosecutors,
right,
who are working this underage sexting case against former Congressman Anthony Weiner. They turned over their newly found laptop he shared with UMA to the FBI. They say definitively that there is enough evidence to put Hillary Clinton and her crew away for life.
There's two other laptops that they got, Cheryl Mills' laptop and another lady who was involved directly with the server company. Those laptops have also been seized by the FBI.
Yeah, well, look, there's enough there under multiple laws,
right,
including RICO treason laws. I mean,
right,
under the Constitution, treason is a tough thing to prove, but they can prove it. They know that she deliberately puts secret information, top secret information, on her server, and that multiple, at least as you said, five foreign governments broke in. This was part of a operation to sell information to foreign governments using her
influence,
her foundation to collect the money. This was instead of a drop box like the spies used to do, this is a way to sell it and not get caught. Only she got caught.
Right.
Now, they're saying to all the people around her, all of her people, especially her senior people, you're going to go to prison for the rest of your life.
Well, minimum is 10 years. Minimum is 10.
No, they've got enough to put them away. And, in fact, there are some crimes that they can be literally executed for.
Well, let me just throw a few facts in here so and I won't be long, but don't interrupt me. We have one nuclear scientist who was collaborating with us a few years ago that's a dual American-Iranian scientist, nuclear scientist, and he was releasing information before they made this stupid deal for $150 billion with the Iranians. They executed him in August. There's another nuclear scientist who was collaborating with us. He's in prison now and could be executed. And what we have is other people being seized. For example, look at the attitude of the Iranians buzzing our ships in the Strait of Hormuz or shooting at us with their proxies, the Houthi rebels, shooting missiles at us that are Chinese CC-3 missiles given to them by the Iranians to shoot at American ships. I mean, they're just asking for it. This is after we make a deal, give them billions of dollars of money as a payment for hostage release, and $150 billion promised to give them to these guys so they can weaponize and increase their range for their rockets and their drones, and eventually deliver nuclear weapons, eventually to the state of Israel. And Israel's not going to tolerate it. I can tell you, most of Western Iran is going to become a nuclear waste desert because the Iranians are going to get fried. I mean, Israel is not going to take it. And, of course, a future president is going to back Israel 100% with what's called these long-range bombers to make sure the Israeli jets have the range to do what they need to do because it's 1,500 miles. I can tell you, Iran is not rational, and they're going to get their butt kicked. And then Russia, by the way,
I don't think Israel is either.
Yeah, but they're not really. But listen, if you were surrounded by crazy Muslim nations that want to kill you, now Israel,
their strategy is wrong.
I know the strategy is wrong, but here's the point. When they support ISIS, because Israel supports them, that's crazy. When Israel is trying to stir up trouble around them, that's crazy. But if you're surrounded by people, you yourself recommended, Tim, that they build a wall, which has probably saved thousands of Israeli lives. And because when you're 3 years old, you get a bomblet on your three-year birthday. Do you know this in Palestine? That they eventually you can die and your body parts are blown up. They actually have a mobile van they pull around the occupied territories and Gaza, which is a van supposedly mocked up like an Israeli cafe with parts of Israeli Jews, young Jews, blown to bits as paper mache and plastic on the walls into little bits because someone decided to take their little bomblets, which are alive now, they're in their 20s, and die killing all these Israelis in a cafe. They actually do this almost like, oh, it's so wonderful to walk in like it's a tourist attraction and see this in Palestine and in the occupied territory. So if anybody thinks that there's a rational party here, but if you're surrounded by people willing to kill you, just like if someone was coming up my driveway and start screaming, deagle, deagle, and he's got a gun, I'm going to kill him. He's not going to get a hello or come on and have a cup of soup or a sandwich. He's going to get, I'm going to blow your head off. Now, I got to tell you, the Israeli policy is suicidal. And American policy allowing, under Obama and Hillary Clinton, the Iranians to get nuclear weapons and have missiles and they actually steal our drone and re-energize it, this is not good. We could deal with people like Russia and cut the Iranians right off at the hips, but instead, we're now setting up so the Iranians and Hezbollah are going to take a lot of the Middle East, and now the conflict between Sunni and Shiite is really going to take off. This is dangerous. This is Armageddon-type stuff. So I'd like to get your response because...
To remind you of the letter from Elbert Pike?
Right, it's exactly. Now, the problem is we're not dealing with rational people on any side. Our government are either proxies for Israel doing crazy crap to our foreign policy, or on the other hand, they're doing things that are going to guarantee the future is going to be very dark for Israel. And unless you're in an underground bunker, you're going to die with incoming biological, chemical, or nuclear missiles from Iran or Russia or God knows where. So, Barry Chomish talks about this, and he knows all his family and relatives are still there after his divorce because the Israelis tried to kill him multiple times because he was releasing information about Yitzhak Rabin and these other maniacs over there. So you're not dealing with rational or reasonable or even just greedy.
Well, he was releasing information about the assassination of Rabin, not
Rabin. That's what I'm, that's what I'm saying, about the assassination of Rabin by... Yeah, exactly. So here's the point. What we're dealing with right now is suicidal, and you can see the trajectory heading toward Armageddon. And as I've said before, when war looks almost certain, you're going to have this false peace treaty, which means it's months away. And because we're so damn close, and the Russians are even warning us, they're doing war games and so on. What I see happening is Obama is rushing us toward it. Remember now we talked about the analogy of Persephone and Hades, that literally if Hillary gets in, and remember, don't underestimate anything about how Obama is trying to protect her. I mean, the FBI are continuing this, but we might have several years before they finally prosecute her if she does get elected, where she can be doing a hell of a lot of damage, stacking the Supreme
Court
and starting war. I mean, God knows what.
I think what's going down now with these people behind the scene is they're not going to allow it to happen.
I hope so. I hope to God this is our answer to our prayers. As we talked the other night, by the way, my audio didn't work the other night because I had my computer guys mess around with my background stuff. So we have to do it again.
We did all that. It didn't take. Okay.
Right. Well, the video did, but not the audio.
I love high technology.
Yeah. Well, I'll double check it. But anyway, we need to do it after the show today. The real issue is that
I've been in training all morning to be a what they call a judge at the election.
Okay. Well, anyway,
by the way,
I'll do a summary. But here's the point: what we discovered yesterday, and you were more optimistic than me. But after we did our discussion, I went back and saw Hannity and saw the new exposures. I'm now very optimistic. I think the Hildebeest has got the lance all the way through her heart bone, and the damn dragon Hillary is dying. Her campaign is over, and I have a feeling that you're absolutely right. Trump's going to get in. And it's going to be, it's not just going to be draining the swamp, it's going to be cleaning the latrine with that power hose that I talked about. And it's going to smell like hell.
Yeah. And I just lost on my computer about 100 and some things I had open to link. Oh, well, okay.
How did that happen, Tim?
It was, the computer was doing something else and it crashed and... Okay, I can go back and get them. It's just another hour and a half's worth of work. What's happening now is it's on many different levels, but it's virtually a type of war. It's to some extent being fought on the internet, so we can see it, which is something that's never happened in known human history.
Right. go ahead.
There is enough information now in multiple places to put Hillary and her all of her top people away for life.
And Bill the serial rapist.
It depends on the U.S. Department of Justice, and that's the key thing. They're going after her.
I think Loretta Lynch, you know, will look really, really bad in orange, but I think she's going there too.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Start counting, because we are getting really close to Election Day.
if we elect Hillary Clinton, it will be the end.
Now, I want another warning to those people out there that think, and I've done it for months now, and I've actually dealt with relatives as well as friends and people who just passively think it's okay to vote for Hillary. It's not. It's one of the most vile, evil things you can do in your life. It's up there with murder and abortion. That's how bad it is. Because it'll promote these things. It'll cause destruction to the economy. It'll bring America to the brink of annihilation, where the country will break up. It'll bring us to war footing with Russia. It is absolutely unacceptable. If you think you're going to get away with God not seeing you doing this in your little voting booth or whatever, voting for Hillary, believe me, after the amount of information that's come out, you are a doer of evil if you vote for this monster. That's the fact.
Yeah.
Now, you want to dispute it, have the nerve to call me.
You're completely right about that.
Have the nerve to call me either on air or off-air email, and I'll set you straight. Let me tell you, there's nobody more vile than this monster in American history. And her entire family and all of the connections to the... Now they've corrupted every department that she's touched in the government. The Justice Department, the FBI, which, thank God, these field officers have said, you know, I'm just reading the Newsmax thing that says, Tom DeLay says, almost 100 FBI agents are threatening to quit over the Clinton probe. It's over. It's over. Real American patriot FBI field officers are finally saying, you know what, Department of Justice and Loretta Lynch, who's a Muslim, go to hell. We're going to do our job. We're going to find the truth, and we're going to hand it over to the Congress, and the Congress is going to send you all.
They're defending the Constitution and the people of this country per.
And I am so proud of those field officers.
I am too.
I'll tell you,
it's taken a while to get to this point, Dr. Bill, but these guys are now stepping up to the plate, and it's coming out in the last 24 hours.
Right.
They're going public more and more.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And these guys are putting their lives on the line, and they understand that, but they're not backing down because, look, just the immigration thing, you can see in Europe what these globalists intend to do. They intend to destroy all the civilizations, destroy our culture, our history, our languages, our politics, our economics, and our Christian religion. And
right.
That is unacceptable, unacceptable, unacceptable.
We will not tolerate it. Tim, I'm going to ask a couple questions. If 78% of Americans claim they're Christian, how the hell can Hillary get such a percentage of votes, even not just the illegal votes of the voter fraud, but enough Christians to vote for her, when she'll do abortion up to the moment of delay?
Christ had 12 principal disciples, 12 apostles, plus what you call the 70 apostles, the disciples. Of the 12 that were closest to him, one sold him for a bag of silver.
Yeah, but how many people are selling our country and Christian heritage down the road by voting for Hillary, who even abortionists wouldn't do late-term abortion to the moment of delivery, but this monster tries to defend it with a shrill voice to Donald Trump, and you can see the blood drain from his face, and he's saying, oh my. You can tell he was in a state of shock at that third debate. Well, and I'm sure that
she is a monster. She is a monster. In my personal belief, she is a possessed individual, demonically possessed.
Well, I'm
but
glad
in
you know
any
that,
case,
man.
In any case, let's forget that. Lay that aside for a second.
Right.
What's happening now is you have people across the board in the federal law enforcement agencies and local and state, by the way, now in New York City. As well as New York City is one example. They're not the only ones. Also, the intelligence communities, which are about 17 or so agencies, and the military, our military officers, are finally saying we cannot allow the destruction of the United States of America. They've been bleeding us dry now. We see where this is going. Europe is just a minuscule example of what they plan to do here.
Right.
And they're driving us to World War III, which will kill most Americans. We're not going to allow it. We're going to put a stop to it. We've got the evidence.
Well, look at Chris Wallace.
We're going to put them all in prison for the rest of their lives. We're not going to tolerate them stealing this election. It's a landslide for Donald Trump, and they're not going to lie about it and steal it.
Tim, we have a situation now where people, including Chris Wallace, want to get on our backs and say, you must accept a smooth transition.
It's no, we must not.
This must not happen.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. as a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. And, you know, the reason why these FBI officers had the guts to do the right thing finally after many months of being told to stand down is because of alternative media, us, our show, this show, when you're on, Tim, and all the videos we're putting up on YouTube and Vimeo has millions of listeners every week. Millions. And I want people to know we're standing, we got the back of these FBI officers. So they saw the alternative media, saw millions of Americans supporting Trump. They saw the alternative media saying, look, the regular media are gone, except for Hannity and a few other people over at Fox. Megyn Kelly, by the way, is totally lockstep with Hillary. She's ridiculous. But Hannity and, to some extent, O'Reilly, Jeanette Pirro, Judge Pirro, and Maria Bartolo Romo on Sunday, they are awesome people. And I'm going to tell you, millions of us gave the courage to these FBI officers because they knew that we had their back. And I want to thank them publicly, that because we Americans stood up and said, you know, we're not going to have a smooth transition to power. We're going to have a damn hot and, if necessary, violent response, a pitchfork revolution if you try to shove Hillary down our throat, open up our borders, have terrorism, declare martial law, do all this crap, ain't going to happen. And because of that, we're going to avoid disasters, just like Ronald Reagan say, you know, peace and through strength and resolve. In other words, You have peace because you deal with people like Russia in a proper way. We deal with them with respect. They don't mess with us. We don't mess with them. We work on common issues like getting rid of ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. But the same thing goes with our cities. We need to get people to illegally have guns off the street and into prison, but leave people to have guns alone. The same thing with Hillary Clinton. Let me finish.
Americans.
Let me just finish this last statement. The thing that I'm most proud of is the fact that our FBI officers finally stood up. It's a little late, but they did, to finally do the last, you know, pin the tail on the donkey things to say, look, what I want to see before Tuesday is that Hillary is indicted so she can't stand for president. I don't want to see a ballot check mark for Hillary Clinton on Tuesday. I do not want to see that. I want it removed from the... I want it removed.
That can't happen. It's too late.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a new precedent where they have to do something, because we can't have her elected as president and have the country paralyzed for a year or more. We could have massive immigration. We could have a war. We could have martial law. We could have economic collapse. We have all kinds of bad things that can happen in the next 6 to 18 months. We cannot have Hillary Clinton in there as a lame duck about to be indicted president. We can't. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I still think it's not going to happen, that they will allow Trump to win. And partly the reason I think so is the Rothschilds and the other people at the very apex of this globalist Khazarian mafia gangsters, Illuminati, call them whatever you want. They always operate with front men. For instance, George Soros is a front man for the Rothschilds.
Right.
And he has front men. What they are very, very much afraid of, because they are just really a minute group, a few thousand people, is being exposed. And all this puts them increasingly in a position of being exposed.
Right.
And they are already, you know, being talked about for their, like, from their position, way, way too much. Hillary is simply a puppet. There are many other puppets, and if they have to, they will take the long position in that they will say, okay, well, let the so-and-so burn. We can't afford the exposure. Now, that's what I think is going to happen. That's why I think Trump will win Tuesday. But I have to say, I'm very proud of our FBI and our intelligence and military people that are stepping up and saying, this isn't going to go down. We're not going to tolerate it.
We have a caller, Alex, in Florida. Go ahead with your comment about journalist Michael Tran. Go ahead. You're on the air, Alex. Alex, you're on the air. Well, he's saying something. No, I can't hear him. Michael Tran and other independent reporter journalists. Okay, well, that's the only comment. I don't hear him on the air here. So maybe he dropped. I think it's important that we have independent journalists, because vast majority of them walk lockstep to support progressive, crazy, socialist, communist ideas. And what I call the toxic form of feminism that's very dangerous, that Hillary Clinton pushes. This is the same garbage that's in universities, which is why, unfortunately, they have a large majority of college-trained women who believe the same lies of, the analogy we did about Hillary Clinton being the goddess of the spring. And now she's introducing us to Hades, the goddess of the spring,
whose girlfriend is a Saudi agent, and whose girlfriend's mother is a major promoter of female genitalia,
mutilation,
and the Saudis who. I don't think, by any wild stretch of the imagination, you could say they are. Feminist or believe in equality for women, since they only allow their eyeballs to be shown. They don't allow them to drive. I mean, the Saudis are monsters. Hillary and Bill Clinton are frauds. The black community is waking up to this fact big time, because Bill Clinton Jr., that's not his real name, William.
But
the point is, they've crapped all over that poor guy because, well, let's see, he's black, he's illegitimate, and they prefer to believe that he doesn't exist.
Apparently he's a nice guy and a solid family man. Let me give a comment here from...
He's working two jobs, by the way.
Ken Keeling, that does is the tech gentleman for one of the major hosts here. And he made this statement, treason can only be charged during a time of declared war. Otherwise, it's espionage. So the crime that Hillary and her cohorts are guilty of is not just treason. It is espionage. We are at a war, though, and we should declare it with Islam and with ISIS. And we need to make this distinction that because of taqiyya and maruna, which are terms used in Islam, even if you're a doctor or an attorney, if you turn the other way and don't turn in imams or people in your community doing evil, you yourself need to be deported. And that's why I take the policy of, if we want to reform Islam, that's fine, but they need to actually declare in writing, under oath, that they support the American Constitution, not Sharia law, and they will turn in imams or other Muslims that are doing bad things or planning bad things. And if they do that, they can stay. I have no problem. In fact, I want to see Islam reformed in America and then exported around the world. What I don't accept is the fact that Islam is okay if they... 51% plus of American Muslims, 9.7 million here, support Sharia law. That is not okay. I don't care if it's Deerfield, Michigan, or anywhere else. It's not okay. I don't care if they're nice people who've never done a crime. If they support Sharia, that is evil.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I put a lot of videos up, and there are more that I need to put up today and tomorrow, coming out of France and Germany, showing literally street riots. The police are battling these people in the streets of Paris. We can't tolerate that. It's not going to happen here. Our people aren't going to allow it to happen. Listen, we're Americans. We're not Europeans. Our country wasn't overrun in World War One and World War Two. We are tough people. My Alexanders go back to the 1600s here, and you know, I claim these old titles, Earl Sterling and so forth. Well, we founded English speaking Canada, and the first Earl Sterling not only owned Long Island and Nantucket Island. He owned Washington, Oregon, Idaho, North and South Dakota. We've been here at the beginning, and I just, what these bastards are trying to do to my country just sickens me. It just makes me so mad I could spit.
Well, Tim, the problem is, you see, it's happened because progressive generations have put up with this stuff. The reason why it's a swamp is because if you look at ancient times, millions of years ago, Washington, D.C. was a swamp where there were dinosaurs 60 million years ago. Okay?
Actually,
And even thousands of years ago.
It was the swamp. There's a little story about that. It goes back to the Alexanders. That land was Alexander land that the Pentagon is on.
Right.
And the reason that Washington, D.C. was located there is because some Alexanders sold to George Washington the land that Mount Vernon was on, and he could overlook his stepson George Washington Park Cutters could overlook it from what became Arlington National Park. That was it was originally named for Lord Arlington. And then it became this land that George Washington Park Cutters had, and his grandson Robert E. Lee ended up fighting for the South, and the Union Army crossed it and began burying on the plantation Union war dead, and became Arlington National Cemetery. But the idea of putting Washington right where it's at goes back to land that was an Alexander plantation right there. In Virginia,
and it was a swamp.
Part of it was a swamp. The area where the Pentagon is was a swamp. It was low. You can tell when you're there. It's low.
Right.
But Arlington is higher. The Arlington National Cemetery is higher when you go up there.
That's pretty funny. By the way, let's get back on topic here because we only have so many minutes left, Tim. The issues that I see happening between now and Election Day are, number one, we need to have people get out and vote Trump. We need to have them confront their friends and neighbors and say, you cannot vote for Hillary now. So if they've been talking to people and they're saying voting Hillary, re-confront them and make certain they do not vote Hillary. Number two.
This is not a normal election.
Right. Number two, we lose or
save our country next Tuesday.
If Hillary is put in there, we are going to have a constitutional crisis. We have an espionage disaster. We have a security disaster, we have a war disaster, we have an economic disaster, we have an open border disaster. It's been estimated that in the next 10 years, if this policy continues, it could be an additional 600 to 800 million Americans illegally here. And our cities will become giant cesspools.
No, you're wrong. Those figures are wrong. Look, Germany alone has 2.1 million people. We have an incredible number of people in Central and South America that, if the borders are wide open, will flood our borders.
Oh, yeah, In addition to this, America
has always been this ultimate goal of many people in Africa.
When I'm quoting that number, I'm quoting it from a Pentagon video I saw last week that said this is what will happen, and they show these giant cities, and they have a video
about what I'm saying is... In 1 year, we could get 25 million.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about 10 years. It could be catastrophic. And the thing is,
almost certainly
in the next 6 to 18 months, there's going to be a level of terrorism because of this giant harage of 550% more Muslims unvetted, which she admitted privately but won't do it publicly. You can't vet them. So you will have terrorism that will eventually result in martial law. So in the next year to year and a half, while they're trying to indict her, because it's going to take a long time to do this if she's not, if she still is president, we're going to flood the Supreme Court with justices that the Republicans and the Democrats are even talking about maybe bringing in Garland, because Obama's nominee is so much more moderate than even the ones they think that Hillary will bring in. They're thinking they may even certify Garland as a nominee to the Supreme Court.
Well, he would be the fifth Jewish Supreme Court at one time. That gives...
The Republicans think he's more moderate than the crazy people that
He's moderate, and that's why Obama appointed him.
Right.
No,
my point is,
no, we can't have that.
I know,
and
that.
By the way,
some of the discussion in the Republicans are saying that. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm telling you that we
will be in the Constitution specifies what happens if it's a contested election. If we have multiple states where the Republican where Donald Trump's organization is saying this was fraud, and other people are claiming legitimately that it was fraud, then the U.S. House of Representatives does not have to accept the election of Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Right.
Just as the U.S. Senate does not have to accept the election of Tim Kaine. Now, if that happens, you get into a situation where in the House there are 50 votes to be cast.
Right.
Each state has one vote. And, you know, you have a state like Hawaii with two congressmen. If they both vote together, then there'll be one vote cast for whoever they vote for. If one votes for Hillary, one votes for how the election will be decided if it's contested.
But not two congressmen you're talking about. You're talking about the Congress, not the Senate, right?
The Senate is part of Congress. The House of Representatives. The House of Representatives, they select the president. The Senate selects the vice president. The Senate, every senator has one vote. That's 100 votes total. In the House of Representatives, they vote by states, which means there are 50 votes total. So a state, maybe like Hawaii, that with two congressmen, one might vote for Hillary, one might vote for Trump. That state will not have a vote. They don't have half votes.
Wow.
They will not be able to cast a vote. In a state like California, it will depend on the Congress critters themselves, okay, voting. That's how it works. It doesn't. Wow. It's the U.S. Supreme Court has no role in this. And if the House of Representatives fails to elect the president, then the person selected for vice president becomes president. And we have had in the distant past, in the 1800s, a couple times, where you had a president of one party and a vice president of another party.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think it's going to get to that point, because I think if it does, the people in the intelligence agencies will start. Look what they've already done. With,
well, 100 officers are talking about resigning, which means you're going to have a literally...
That's only in the FBI.
Yeah.
Look, it's the people with the real power behind the curtain that risk being exposed. And once they're exposed, wow, they're out in the open. They don't want that. So what the message has been sent in the last 24 hours to Hillary, but also to the people behind Hillary, you either straighten up, back away from this thing, or we're coming after you.
Yeah, in other words, straighten up means get out of the election cycle, resign.
Let the American public decide, and it will be a landslide for Trump.
Absolutely.
Try to screw with the election, try to steal it, and all hell will break loose. And these are our people, our intelligence officers, our federal law enforcement officers, our military officers that are making this statement. They're very serious.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally completely neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Jim, what's happening now? I agree with you. After I was really concerned when I saw still, 50-50 vote for Hillary and the election.
If you look at the Electoral College,
let me finish. The Electoral College was still tilting toward Hillary until I went after supper, after we talked, and of course the audio didn't work. And then I saw Hannity and went over all these things. I totally agree with you now. I think there's no way in hell that Hillary's going to get elected. No way. And if for some reason, very remote now, that she does, there's going to be a constitutional crisis and a disaster immediately in America. That's why these FBI officers are coming forward. They know the alternative media and millions of Americans totally support them. We've got their back. These FBI officers are not out there dangling on the end of a string.
And they've got our back.
Right, exactly.
That's how it works in America. Here's the thing. Here's the key thing, okay? I like to cut through the chase and get to who has the power. Follow the money, follow the power. Okay, the real power, Hillary Clinton is a puppet. Okay, she's not even the one they wanted. Jeb Bush was supposed to get it.
Right.
Crying out loud, they spent a couple $100 million and he hardly got a vote. No, this whole thing has not played out the way they wanted. But they are the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Schiffs, the Rockefellers, and about 30 families. Those are the people that count their wealth in the trillions and hundreds of trillions of dollars. These are the people behind the curtain. There's already too much talk about them, okay? George Soros is sticking his face way out, but he's to deflect attention from them. But these people now the FBI, the federal law enforcement officials, the intelligence people, the military people, they know who they're dealing with. And it's not just some teleprompter reader in chief or the latest flunky that they get behind like Hillary. They know who the real power is. And if this thing blows up, they're going to expose the people behind the curtain. And that is absolutely something the people behind the curtain cannot tolerate and don't want. That's why I think Hillary is not going to successfully pull off a steal of this election when there's actually a landslide for Donald Trump.
Right.
Because it will expose the people behind the curtain while all this other stuff is going on. And they don't want that. Look at it from their position. If they have to, they'll just flush Hillary down the toilet, that where she needs to go anyway. They will proceed with their games in another way. They'll go to Plan B or Plan C. They can't tolerate being exposed to
right,
the mass
I agree with
people
that.
In
that's,
this new age.
That's why
I believe that we will see the election of Donald Trump.
Now, I think that here's what I expect to happen. I think Trump will do one term, maybe two, but I think next third term, whether it's one or two, will be President Pence. I think by that time, the Trump sons, Eric and Donald Trump Jr., will be ready.
That's a long way down the road, Bill.
Yeah, we need to have a long line of positive, constitutional supporting, pro-life Christian America firsters that have stopped this tide for a generation of progressives and turncoat evil Republicans that have sold us down the river.
Well, we have to get right with God. We have to get back to being a God-fearing, God-loving nation.
Repentance is always first. He is the tree of life, the tree of wisdom, the source of all good, but we have to repent first or he will not bless us. Thank you, Tim. That was a great analysis of the election. We'll be back tomorrow with Matthew Deagle, my son, talking about Persephone and Hades and Morrison, our science blog, and much more with the Firing Line Wellness. Get your questions in.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's Colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with Colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.